The first methodology that the Quran uses is to talk to the emotional side of the human being.
يا أيها الذين آمنوا, or you who believe, استعينوا بالصبر والصلاة.
And we have set forth for mankind in this Quran full of examples.
Minbar, a lecture on Islamic issues.
Islam is a way of life, a complete way. It's a complete way.
Dear listeners of IRIB English Radio, now let's listen to Sheikh Salim Bimji.
Humanity have been looking for ways to attain comfort, to attain peace of mind. And so I want to, again, kind of unpack this topic tonight and see how we are given guidance in the Quran through the teachings of Ali Muhammad, alayhim as-salatu was-salam, to get us to that level of having that sukoon, that tranquility, that part in our lives where we don't just have to get it at ziyarat or a vacation, but it can be with us throughout our lives until we leave this world and we meet Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. But what is sukoon? What is, you know, a word which I translate very loosely as tranquility? What does it mean from the religious perspective to be in a state of sukoon? So one of the definitions that our scholars of akhlaq give us, or multiple definitions which I've combined into one, is where they tell us that sukoon or tranquility and complete is basically complete conviction with no doubt, no confusion, or no fears. So sukoon has its connection or its root in iman, basically in faith. When we develop our iman, when we develop our faith, so with it, our sukoon, our contentment, our tranquility should begin to develop and mature. It basically allows us to go through anything in life, the good, the bad, and the ugly, and not to have that level of fear, as maybe many people have. It allows us to go through life recognizing that Allah is the one that is in charge. It allows us to go through a process where we recognize that we are the possession of Allah, we are the property of Allah, inna lillah, as we say, and that whatever Allah wants to do with us, that He has the right to do it. And that ultimately, we will go back to Allah, wa inna ilayhi raji'un. And when a person begins to develop their faith in God, then so, in the same instance, their sukoon, their tranquility should also develop. Now we have to recognize, brothers and sisters, that iman is not stagnant. Our faith can never be at one level. Iman has levels to it. Just like in school, you know, you go through your primary, your secondary, you go to university, you get a degree, you'll get a second degree, you'll continue to move up the ranks of degrees at university, multiple PhDs, let's say. Iman is of the same stature. In fact, we have a hadith from our sixth Imam, Imam Ja'far ibn Muhammad as-Sadiq, alayhi salatu wassalam. Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad. In which he has been quoted as saying, I'll just paraphrase the hadith. He says that iman, faith, again, which has a correlation to tranquility, he says it is like a ladder. Just like a ladder we have in this world, the sixth Imam gives the example that faith is like a ladder. And he says in the hadith, and other hadith tell us that iman is at 10 levels. Maybe you've heard that statement that Salman al-Farisi, better known as Salman al-Muhammadi, he was at the 10th level of iman. And the hadith tell us that Abu Dharr al-Ghifari, the very famous companion of Rasulullah, was at the level 9 of iman. But the hadith tell us, and our teachers of akhlaq have told us this hadith, that if Abu Dharr at level 9 knew what was in the heart of Salman at level 10, he would either have killed him or called him a kafir. Not that, na'udhu billah, he was out of the fold, but the distance between each level of faith is so vast that somebody at one level below you cannot necessarily understand the realities at somebody at a higher level. So the sixth Imam says in this hadith that iman is like a ladder. And he says that if you happen to be at level 2, don't look down and mock and insult those at level 1. Now, this right here, hadith, it brings up a lot of questions, which I won't answer tonight, but how do you know what level you're at? Like, how do I know where I stand on the hierarchy towards Allah? There's no app that you can, you know, put in your name and your details and hit send, and it gives you a rating of how much faith you have, right? But we can tell ourselves that when, at one level, you know, so Allah says in the Quran, بَلِ الْإِنسَانُ عَلَىٰ نَفْسِهِ بَصِيرًا وَلَوْ أَلْقَى مَعَذِيرًا, that the human being, you and I, we ourselves know where we are at with Allah. We try and throw excuses to Allah. Ya Allah, I didn't wake up for Fajr because of X, Y, and Z. I don't wear hijab because of this and this reason. I don't do my wajibat because of all of these reasons we try and create to tell Allah why we don't worship Him. But as the Quran says, we know ourselves better. We can judge ourselves, and we in a way will know what level of iman we're at. We might not know the number of 1 to 10, which is irrelevant, but we know what level of proximity or distance we are from Allah. We don't have to have somebody come and tell us this. But going back to the hadith, as we said, that the imam says that somebody at level 2 should never look down at somebody at level 1 and drag them even further lower into the pits of lack of iman. You know, there's this understanding that we have, brothers and sisters, that all of us are on a journey to Allah. Obviously, we're all going towards Allah. But each and every one of us, male and female, young and old, whatever nationality, whatever cultural background we subscribe to, we are on that journey at our own pace. And so the hadith tells us that, you know, you're not in a position to push people forward at a faster pace, right? Nor should we ever try and pull people away. Yes, we encourage to good, we forbid the evil, amal bil ma'ruf and nahi anil munkar, but that's a separate topic, that's a separate status we have to get to be able to encourage to good. But ultimately, we never want to push somebody away from religion. And how many times do we do this? Or how many times have we seen it being done? You see somebody doing something haram, and immediate, or something you think is haram rather, and maybe a cultural prohibition, and many times our first reaction is we should go and tell that person what they're doing is wrong. Try and force or impose our understanding on Islam, of Islam, upon them. And this is where we have to step back and recognize that, as the sixth imam says, that never drag a person who may be lower than you to completely leave the path. So we have to be very careful of where and how we deal with other people, that we don't do or say something which may make them leave the religion. And this is a very real problem that people are involved in, that they are actually bringing people outside of Islam. Instead of encouraging and helping them towards Allah, many times we do the complete opposite. We pull people away from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So the imam says that basically when you're at that station, don't pull people down, because you don't know where that person is at, and you don't know that they may be closer to a station higher than you. So with that, because iman is at different levels, because iman, faith, is at different gradations, as I said, that has a direct correlation to the sukoon, the tranquility, that peace of mind. But ultimately, as I move on, we recognize that in order to further our tranquility, living in a world of uncertainty, economic uncertainty that is facing the entire planet, political issues, social, you know, there's so many issues that we're all facing in addition to so much at work and home and family life. In order to further increase in that sukoon, yes, iman is the key, faith is the key, but what are the practical teachings of the Quran, of the Prophet and his family, that can help get us to that level of having that peace of mind, that tranquility of the soul, that state where we can get, where like Abu Abdullah, where he has that level of nafsul mutma'inna, that soul which is at ease, that it's not worried or hesitant or concerned about what is facing him. How do we get to that level where we are at a level of peace and tranquility with Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that will Allow us to follow in the footsteps of Abu Abdullah al-Hussein alayhi salatu wassalam.
You're listening to Voice of the Islamic Republic of Iran. This program entitled Minbar. Our email address is englishradio@irib.ir.
روحي كريم عظيم عليم حليم حكيم متين غفور شكور ودود قيوم رؤوف صبور مجيد صلي على محمد وآل محمد يا مؤمنين صل عليه.